السلام عليكم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن للشيطان لمة بابن آدم وللملك لمة فأما لمة الشيطان فإيعاد بالشر وتكذيب بالحق وأما لمة الملك فإيعاد بالخير وتصديق بالحق فمن وجد ذلك فليعلم أنه من الله فليحمد الله ومن وجد الأخرى فليتعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ثم قرأ صلى الله عليه وسلم الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء رواه الترمذي وقال هذا حديث غريب. حاضرين الكرام، honorable brothers and sisters, we are faced with choices daily. Every day in our life we are faced with choices. The big question is to do or not to do, to do or not to do. This world is a place of imtihan. This whole zindagi, this whole life is a life of examination. It's a life of imtihan, tests and trials. It's a place of nasab, toiling. It's a place of amal, making effort. And the rewards are stored up for us in the akhirat, which will be granted to us in full. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It's about tests and trials. The rewards will be granted to us in full on the day of Qiyamah. So as we walk along this pathway, especially this pathway of Al-Islam, we are tested and afflicted with more trials than ever. And we find within ourselves the question, do or not to do, do or not to do. One voice inside says do, and the other voice says don't do. And this happens especially when a person wants to go straight, when a person wants to walk on the straight path, Because if a person is on the crooked path, then he himself becomes a shaitan in the form of ins, in the form of man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained this for us. It is under Babul I'tisam bil Kitabi wa Sunnah. In Mishkat, Mishkatul Masabi, the author, Al-Shaykh Waliyuddin Rahimahullah wa Nawwarallah Marqadahu wa Nafa'ana bi Ulumihi wa bi Ulumihim Ameen. Under the section of holding on to the Kitab of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this hadith was brought. The rawi of the hadith is our beloved Sahabi Muqtada of our fiqh, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala. He said, qala Rasulullah, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, daraballahu mathala, Allah has set forth a parable. Allah has explained the similitude, given a similitude. The badal of it, what mathal is this? Siratan mustaqima, the straight path. Allah has explained the straight path for us and given us the similitude and the like of it. Daraballahu, words from the beloved lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daraballahu mathalan siratan mustaqima wa an jambatayis sirat. So there is the straight path, the straight road, and on the two sides of the path, surani, there are two walls, yani jidarani, fihima abwabun mufattaha, and in these two walls, these two railings that line the road and the straight path, within them are doors that are open. Abwabun mufattaha wa ala al-abwabi suturun murqa, and upon these doors there are curtains that are hanging, curtains that are let loose, that are dropping. Wa inna ra'sis sirat, and at the top of the sirat, the road, at the head of it, da'in, there is a da'i, an inviter. So within our mind, if we can do the tasawwur and think about it, of the straight path, there's a straight road. Lining the two sides of the roads are two walls, two fences, two railings. Within these walls are doors that are open, inviting you, come in, come in. But upon these doors are curtains that are hanging loose, curtains that are dropping and hanging. And at the top, at the head of the road, way in front, at the top of it, da'in is a da'i, an inviter. Yaqul, this da'i, this inviter says, istaqimu ala sirat, remain straight on the path. وَلَا تَعْوَجُّ, and don't do any i'wijaj, don't do any deviation, don't take any detour, don't go towards the left or to the right or anywhere, don't look anywhere, be focused and walk on the straight path. The da'i, the inviter, is inviting. اِسْتَقِيمُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ, be steadfast, have istiqamat, be straight, be straightforward. Don't deviate. Wala tawajju. That's one da'i. Wa fawka dhalika da'in, and above that da'i, an inviter, which is at the head and the top of the road, there is a da'i and an inviter above that one. Wa fawka dhalika da'in yadu kullama hamma abdun ayyaftaha شَيْئًا مِّن تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ. Every time the servant intends to open and to pull the curtain and to open something of these doors and to peek inside and to watch inside, every time he intends to open it, this da'i and this inviter, which is above that da'i, the latter da'i, he says, قَالَ وَيْحَكَ يَنِي كَلِمَةُ زَجْرٍ. He rebukes him, he admonishes him, warn to you, وَيْحَكْ لَا تَفْتَحْ. Do not open the doors, don't try to remove the curtains and take a peek, don't open the doors. فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحُ. Because if you open the door, if you move the curtain to watch inside, فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحُ تَلِجْهُ, you will enter. Once you move that curtain to watch inside, you are going to enter. You will not have the kudrat, the ability, the istitaat to control yourself, to control your nafs from falling into sin and to going inside that door. Subhanallah. ثُمَّ فَسَّرَ. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, from his auspicious tongue, gave the tafsir, the sharh, and the commentary of this mathal. ثُمَّ فَسَّرَ فَأَكْبَرَ. And he informed the ummat, أَنَّ الصِّرَاط, that the path, the straight path, هُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ, is the path of Islam. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This road that we journey, that we are journeying upon, it is the road, the path, the pathway of Islam. And we are treading upon this and walking upon this road. فَأَكْبَرَ أَنَّ الصِّرَاطُ وَالْإِسْلَامِ وَأَنَّ الْأَبْوَابَ الْمُفَتَّحَةَ. And the open doors, the doors that are within the walls that line this road, the open doors, مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ, are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has declared as haram. These are the open doors. As we live as Muslims and we walk upon the path of Islam, there are attractive things out there. Shaitan is the one who is the muzayyin, making things appear beautiful to us. We walk along the road, but there is a da'i who is inviting us. There is a satanic inspiration within us calling us, come to this door, open this door, come inside. These open doors that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maharimullah, are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared haram. وَأَنَّ السُّتُورَ الْمُرْقَى, and the curtains that are hanging down and dropping are the boundaries and the limits of Allah. Once you go too close to the boundary, once you step too close to the boundary, you are going to fall outside. Don't pull the curtain. Do not try to even peek and watch inside. Stay well within the boundaries of Islam. Because if you go close, if you open it, if you pull that curtain, you are going to enter that door. You will not have that kudrat and ability to control your nafs and yourself. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, أَنَّ صِرَاطَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ, that the path, that straight path is Islam. وَأَنَّ الْأَبْوَابَ الْمُفَتَّحَ مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ, and the open doors that are open, they are inviting us, come inside. These are the maharim and the haram things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared haram for us. وَأَنَّ السُّتُورَ الْمُرْقَاتَ, and those pardas, those veils, those drapes, those curtains that are hanging on these doors are the hudud and the boundaries of Allah. You pull it, once you pull it, once you open it, you are going to enter. You're going to step outside. You're going to enter that. You wouldn't say that, you know what? I have control over my nafs. Let me just take a peek. Let me just take a watch. That first move, that's the downfall, ma'adallah. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَنَّ الدَّاعِيَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ الصِّرَاطِ, The da'i and the inviter at the top of the road who is calling and saying to the believers, istaqimu ala sirat, walk straight on the path. Be consistent, walk straight, do not deviate. Wala tawajju. Who is that da'i calling at the head of the road? Rasul alayhi salam said, wa anna da'i ala sirat huwa al-Quran. It is the Quran of Allah. Subhanallah. It is the book of Allah. The verses of Allah. The ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which call us to the straight path, which tell us to say and to make dua every single day, in every rakat of every salat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us on the straight path. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Oh, our Lord, cause our hearts not to deviate. Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have guided us. It is the Quran that is calling, inviting. And the ayats come to our mind, the verses of Allah. That Quran is inviting us, stay on the straight path, stay on the straight course, stay on the middle course. Don't look here and don't look there, don't take any detours. Wa anna da'iya min fawqihi, and the da'i that is above that da'i, there is another da'i inviting us also, which is above that one. Wa anna da'iya min fawqihi. Huwa wa'idullah. It is the wise of Allah. It is the advisor of Allah. It is the nasihat and the waz of Allah, the advice of Allah, the inspiration, the ilham of Allah. Fi kalbi kulli mu'min, which is in the qalb and the heart of every mu'min. Every mu'min has that. Inviting him. No, don't go, stay. That wise is saying to a person, Waihak, which are you thinking? To do or not to do? To do or not to do? Open or not to open? Kullama hamma abdun ay yaftaha shay'an min tilka al-abwab. Every time a servant has the intention, he has the ham, the irada, he wants to open something of that door, and inside of him saying, go ahead, go forth, open. That voice inside is saying, open, do it, pull the curtain, open. This da'i of Allah, this wise of Allah, this advisor of Allah, this advice that comes from Allah is saying, Waihak, ay Abdullah, warn to you, what's the matter with you? La taftahu, do not open. Don't pull the curtain. Don't go near. Don't cross the boundary. La taftah. Don't open the door. Fa innaka in taftahu. Because indeed, if you open it, talijhu, you will enter it. That day is wa'idullah fi qalbi kulli mu'minin, which is in the heart of every mu'min and believer. Hazrat Mullah Ali Al-Qari rahimahullah comments on this in his famous commentary Al-Mirqat. And he mentions that, Subhanallah, huwa wa'idullah, this advisor from Allah, this advice which is coming from Allah, huwa lammatul malak, it is the lamma of the malak, it is the influence of the angel, it is the ilham, it is that da'wat ilal khair which comes from Allah, which comes from the angel. As Hazrat Sheikh Miran Sahib, one of our great teachers and great mashayikh, rahimahullah, used to say, think about your thoughts. Think about your thoughts, the thoughts that pass through your mind. He says the thoughts basically come from four sources. Thoughts can come from shaitan. And these thoughts, these qatarat, tad'u ila al-radha'il. وَإِلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْمَعْصِيَ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And they give da'wat, these thoughts give da'wat towards evil. They invite you towards evil, towards sin, towards shirk, towards kufr, towards fisk. That comes from the shaitan. Satanic inspiration. Go ahead, do, a whisper. And the thoughts also come from the nafs, the evil nafs. That nafs which is al-ammara bisoo, which commands a person with evil deeds. And Hazrat Sheikh Miran rahimahullah used to say that the promptings of the nafs is stronger and stronger than that of the shaitan. Shaitan whispers and he goes away. But when the nafs desires and the nafs wants it, those promptings inside are stronger than that of the shaitan. Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, has quoted a hadith in his book Al-Ihya that Inna Aada, the Rasul said, Inna Aada Aduwika, your worst enemy, Nafsuka Lati Baina Jambek, is your own self. Your worst enemy is your own nafs, your own carnal desires, your own ego, your own pride, which is between your two sides. Desires of the flesh. Then the flip side of that coin, Hazrat said, is that thoughts come from a malak, an angel. And the angel whispers into our hearts, do good, inspiration, ilham. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, also reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala on the Babul Wasawis in Mishkat, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma minkum min ahadin. There isn't any one of you on the earth and in this planet, illa qad wukkila bihi karinuhu min ash-shaytan wa karinuhu min al-malak. There isn't any one of you except Allah has deputized an angel to be with him and a shaitan to be with him. Every person has an angel and a shaitan. An angel and a shaitan. A malak and a shaitan. The angel gives him ilham and inspires him and puts in thoughts in the qalb and the heart. Do good. Do good. Stay away from evil. So the Sahaba said, Wa iyaka ya Rasulullah, what about you? Even you, Rasulullah, you have also a shaitan and a malak with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa iyaya, and even me. Subhanallah. Walakinna Allah a'anani, but Allah has helped me. Fa aslama, so my shaitan has embraced Islam. My shaitan is a Muslim. فَلَا يَأْمُرُنِي إِلَّا بِقَيْرٍ. He doesn't command me, my shaitan, except with goodness. So the thoughts come from the angel. And thoughts come from directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the thoughts from Allah are stronger and stronger than that of the malak and the angel. Just as the thoughts from the nafs are stronger than that of the shaitan. So Mullah Ali Al-Qari says that when a man intends to do evil, he has this ham. وَفَوْكَ ذَلِكَ دَاعٍ يَدُوُ. That da'i, that inviter, is the wise of Allah. Is that advice which is coming from Allah. It is the influence and the advice, the inspiration of the malak that is present in the heart of every mu'min and believer, that whenever a man intends to do good, says Mullah Ali Al-Qari, this hammer, this intention to open the door and to do evil, to do, this is lammatush shaitan. It is the whispering of the shaitan. It is the taunting of the shaitan, the influence of the shaitan, inspiration of the shaitan, satanic inspiration. So that thing about pulling the curtain, that little thing inside that opened the door, check it, watch it, step aside, go into that ham, that intention of opening the curtain, opening the door. It is the lamma of the shaitan, the influence of the shaitan, his tasarruf over us, his ability over us, his nuzul, he is descending, his qurb, his closeness, he's injecting these thoughts into us. Pull the curtain, open the door, once you open it. But to counteract that shaitan, the malak speaks to us, inspires us. He puts that advice which is present fi qalbi kulli mu'min, in the heart of every mu'min. That advice comes and says, Waihak, warn to you, la taftahu, don't open it. Don't listen to that hum, don't listen to that satanic inspiration to do it. فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحُ تَلِجُ. Once you open, you can't hold back yourself. You are going to enter it, ma'adallah. To understand this further, if we go to Babul Wasais, in Mishkat also, And it's amazing to know that the rawi of this hadith is the same rawi, Abdullah ibn Masud, who reported these three ahadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira said, Inna lishaytani lammatan bibni Adam. Indeed, for the shaitan is a lamma over the son of Adam, an authority, an influence, an inspiration over the son of Adam. Shaitan has that power. Walil malaki lamma. But Allah hasn't left it as that. Allah's counteracted that. It's like the two wings of a fly. Said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا وَقَعَ الذُّبَابُ فِي إِنَاءِ أَحَدِكُمْ. When a fly falls into a vessel, a container of any one of you, Rasul said, immerse the whole fly inside. Because one of the fly contains the poison, one of the wing of the fly contains the poison, and the other wing has the antidote and the cure for it. So sometimes, you know, people's temperament might, you might just want to throw away the whole glass of juice. Okay, if you want to do that, you want to throw away the whole glass of coconut water or sweet drink because a fly fell in it. You want to do it, no problem. But at least once in your lifetime, you should make amal upon this hadith. Even if it is once, take your finger and dip the whole fly inside and take it out and throw it away and drink it. Because nobody was a better hakim, a greater alim than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at least once in a lifetime, do it. Practice on this sunnah. So there is a cure, there's an antidote, there's a flip side of that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and on the other side, walil malaki lamma. And indeed for the malak over the son of Adam is a lamma also. The malak, the angel, also has some influence. He descends, there's nuzul, there's qurb, inspiration. Shaitan has it. Shaitan has his lamma, an influence over us. Walil malak, and for the angel, lamma is his influence over us also. Then the Rasul alayhi salam gives tafsir, commentary. Fa'amma lammatu shaitan. As for the lamma of the shaitan, his influence, his inspiration. Fa'iyadum bishar. It is a promise of evil. Yani, it is an exhortation, an invitation towards evil. Do that. That is his influence. That is his inspiration. وَتَكْذِيبٌ بِالْحَقِّ. And it is a dawat and an exhortation for you to reject haq and to reject the truth. It's from shaitan. وَأَمَّا لَمَّةُ الْمَلَكِ. Said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as for the lamma, the influence of the malak and the angel over us, it's the opposite, flip side of the coin. Fa'iyadum bil khair. It is a promise of goodness. The angel promises us that if we do good, we are going to get good in return. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. Good for good. He invites us to do good. وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِالْحَقِّ. And his lamma and influence is inviting us, inspire within us that ability to do tasdiq. تَصْدِيقٌ بِالْحَقِّ. To accept the truth. Accept the truth. Opposite to the lamma of the shaitan. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ ذَلِكَ. Anybody who finds that within himself, he finds that inner commandment, and especially when you are on the path of suluk, especially when you become a salik and you intend to journey towards Allah, you want to forget about arguments and debates and disputes which cause the ummah to become weak. You want to go beyond simple foolish talk and argument, but you want to focus upon Allah. You want to become like a man who has fixed his telescope on the moon so he can see the stars. Such a person is called a salik. And his journeying towards Allah is called suluk. That all he wants is Allah. All he wants is the pleasure of Allah. All he wants is the friendship and the protection of Allah, which will benefit him in this life, in the darkness of the grave, the solitude of the grave, and in the akhirat. When he's on this part, he can listen for these voices. He begins to hear. Sometimes we are so deaf. We are so deaf and we are so blind, we can't see the signs around us. Signs come about and we can't see it. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Can't you see the signs of Allah within your own selves? Within the afaq, the universe? Within the different... Within that's that portion which is bounded by all the horizons? Allahu Akbar. So when a person becomes a salik and he's journeying towards Allah, make an effort, he begins to listen. His ears become more receptive and attentive, and he starts to hear the hidden voices. He starts to hear and listen to these inner voices. One is whispering, i'adun bishar, a promise of evil, an inspiration and an exhortation towards evil, open the door. Takdhibun bilhaq, deny the truth, reject the truth. He hears that. Then he hears another voice is saying, when he wants to open the door, waihaq, warn to you, la taftah, don't open the door. In taftahu talijhu, once you open it, you're going to enter it. He hears that voice. He hears that inner commandment, that inspiration from Allah, that wise from Allah, that advice which is coming from Allah through the malak and through the angel, and sometimes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He listens. Do or not to do? Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَا وَجَدَ ذَلِكَ. Anybody who finds that good inspiration inside of him, that good ilham, and he hears that voice saying, warn to you, don't do it. فَلِيَعْلَمْ. He should know, أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That is from Allah. That is from Allah, which is a great ni'mat and a great gift. So the Rasul alayhi salam said, فَلِيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Let him thank Allah. Let him thank Allah that he has reached the stage where he can hear that voice inside of him calling unto him, hold back, don't do it, don't go, don't open. He should praise Allah and thank Allah for that. ثُمَّ قَرَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Then the Prophet read by way of istishad, that is by way of citing his dalil and quoting his dalil from the Quran. Allah says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. Shaitan promises you with poverty. That he says, don't spend, with miserliness. Don't spend. If you spend, you're gonna become poor. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. يَعْنِي يُقَوِّفُكُمْ الْفَقْرَ. He makes you fear poverty. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمْ يُقَوِّفُكُمْ بِالْفَقْرِ. Don't give no sadaqah. Don't give nothing to Darul Uloom. Don't give nothing to the maktab. Don't give nothing to the masjid. That's your hard-earned cash. Bukl, miserliness, become a bakhil. Your wealth is going to deteriorate. He promises you that. And promises you evil. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. And he orders you to do evil deeds. He orders you with shamelessness, disgraceful acts. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted this ayat as by way of giving his dalil. Al-Hasil, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, now that we have heard this, as Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri used to say, all it takes is a little bit of qurbani, a little bit of mujahada, if we want to get the pleasure of Allah, a little bit of mujahada. When we hear these two voices, Allah has given us ikhtiyar, the power of choice. Allah has given us that ikhtiyar and that power of choice and that willpower. And our tawfiq comes from Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. When we are faced with that situation, listen to the voice of the wise and the inviter of Allah, which is present in the heart of every mu'min, and hold back, stay back. In time to come, inshallah, the voice of the shaitan is going to become weaker and weaker and weaker, and the voice of the malak is going to become louder and louder and louder, and the qalb and the heart, as explained by Sheikh Miran Saab, is like a slate. It's like a slate, and the ahkam and the laws come from above, from Allah, through the ruh, and they are written on the heart, that what should we do? Do this or do that, then the heart gets these desires and longings, and then all the limbs now rush to fulfill and to do that. So the orders come upon the heart and the qalb through the ruh, and now the limbs now rush to carry out whatever the heart desires. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this deen of Islam is about action, is about acting, that the little we know, we put it into action. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man amila bima alima. Anybody who makes amal upon what he knows, whatever little he knows, he puts it into action. Warathahu Allahu ilma ma'lam ya'lam. Allah will make him inherit. Allah will grant unto him knowledge of that which he doesn't know, which is called ilmun ladunni. Subhanallah. Ilmun wahbiyun, which Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam had. Ilmul kashf, ilmul mukashafa, which is narrated about Hazrat Khidr or Qadir ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as in Suratul Kaf, the story is mentioned. Allah will give you more knowledge, more knowledge. On the flip side of it, if a person has ilm and knowledge and doesn't act upon it, he begins to lose it. He begins to lose it because he's not showing shukr and gratitude for that gift. Ma'adallah. But if he acts upon it, that is shukr and gratitude, Allah gives him more in it. So my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah give you and me the tawfiq that as we walk along the straight path, we don't take any detours, but we go straight. We'll be tested, we'll be tried. There are open doors right around us, and there are curtains. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq not to open these curtains and to listen for these voices. And when the question comes, do or not to do, make the right choice. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح على الفلاح الله أكبر الله إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجي قائلها من النار.